My review to this song by Corey motherfucking Taylor. My review to Bray and people that I talked to about Music Roadie was, if he's joking, I actually think the song is okay. But if he's serious, I think he's the biggest douchebag on planet Earth.
He's for sure serious.
I don't know. Because this seems so over the top.
It's but, very over the top. Especially with the wrestling belt.
Yes. You know, if he's just having fun and making music for the fun of it, then it's all right with me. But if he's like, this is who I really am, bro, I'm like, whoa, see motherfucking T. But that was my review to it. I was like, I would never play this. Like, if I was 16 in my T-top Trans Am, I might take the T-tops off and drive around with this.
Just because it curses?
Yeah.
A lot?
I mean, probably would hit okay in my with my 412s that I would have in my Trans Am.
That's true.
Because it makes the ladies go, ooh. What do you think of that?
What is that noise again?
That's what the noise they make when they sit on my bass amps and go.
Oh, okay.
You weren't into that, the guys with bass amps? You weren't into that?
My ex had them in his truck.
See, there you go. See, he got you with them sweet bass amps. Rody had a sound system, but his was not retarded.
And you couldn't sit on them because they were in the back.
Yeah, it was nice. Those people that would put like 412s just sitting in the back seat with not even a custom built box. It was just, you know, there. Hey, I bought this at Walmart. Don't need nothing. So yeah, what's your review of this song, Rody?
It's not great.
It's not great at all.
That's where I should have started our intro. CMFT can't be stopped. So for those of you that don't know, hey, that was the Lamb of God guy. So for those of you that don't know, CMFT, Corey motherfucking Taylor, is the lead singer of a band called Slipknot. And for those of you that don't know Slipknot, you obviously know Stone Sour. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. I don't think I know a single human being on earth that doesn't know that song. But there he is.
That's him?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, why do you think he wore a mask?
He had to wear a mask because CMFT had to be stopped.
That's true.
Oh, but yeah, in this song, he's got Tech N9ne and somebody named Kid Bookie. I feel bad that I don't know Kid Bookie. I think I know Tech N9ne just because all the speed rap and stuff. But I like the Tech N9ne part and the Kid Bookie part. I like those parts. And like I said, the song's okay as long as I know he's just playing around. I don't know.
I can't wait to listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah, so the next one's already out, and I listened to it. I didn't really listen to it, but I don't think it has those vibes. Yeah, it's already, we can play just a split second of this. Gotta be careful. CMFT would sue us, especially if he's using that acronym as his name. Okay, we'll fast forward. How weird is it to be in a band that's like named after the singer? Like, I guess I know a lot of them, I guess country bands, you know, like the Kyle Bennett band, or I mean, this is the Corey Taylor band because it's a solo record. So you're like in the music video, but you're like, I'm really not even part of this.
he's really brave to step into the sunlight.
Oh yeah. Vampire. You getting vampire vibes off of him?
Absolutely.
He's angry. But yeah, from that little sample, you can tell this is definitely not.
See, why do you think it keeps cutting back to him being inside?
Oh, I know why. This is Murder House.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is a straight-up riff off American Horror Story, Caitlin. Every time he walks out of the house, he goes back inside. There he is back in the bathtub.
That's funny.
Yep, and American Horror Story, Rody, ghosts can't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
So when the ghosts go outside, they end up back in the house.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So it's a very interesting thing.
Unless it's Halloween night.
But I don't know, I digress on that. But yeah, this doesn't sound like it's gonna be CMFT. Oh wow. Okay, so we're going from like rap metal to country.
Okay. It's gonna be great.
Yep, I'm interested. I'm not gonna listen to it anyways, because that's the cool part about Spotify and all this stuff. You can listen to everything. It's kind of free. I'm paying monthly, but I'll listen to it. I don't know what the release date is on this solo album. You don't sound too excited back there.
No, because I'm not.
I'm worried about both of y'all not being into this. It's coming out in October as well. Probably the same day as that Seven Dust record.
Can't wait.
Look, he's wearing a shirt that says Creepshow. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, here's our track list. Highway 666, somebody screwed up. Number one is Highway 666. I hope that's a sequel of Well, if you're 555, I'm 666.
Is that his song?
Slipknot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that song will scare you, though. Black Eyes Blue is number two. Samantha's Gone. Well, I can't even. M-E-I-N-E. M-E-I-N-E. What's that? Mine? Lux? M-E-I-N-E. Any guesses?
Nope.
Meany Lux?
I think it's Maine.
Maine Lux. L-U-X.
Like Low Maine is M-E-N.
Okay.
Except there's no E on the end, so.
The one that I'm excited about, Halfway Down or Silverfish.
Are you sure it's not European Tour Bus Bathroom Song?
Kansas, number seven is Kansas. Eight is Culturehead. Up, number nine is going to be interesting. Everybody Dies on My Birthday. Why is that a song title?
I wonder if that's like real life.
Everybody
based off
dies.
True story.
Right? Everybody really does die on his birthday. So every time Corey Taylor has a birthday, I'm scared. The Maria Fire is number 10. Number 11 is just Good Old Home. I don't think I've ever heard a song titled Home that I didn't like. Because it's always sad and you can relate to it. Right. I want to go home. Then number 12 is CMFT. Apparently the whole name of it is CMFT Must Be Stopped. Which, whatever. And you're right, the last one is European Tour Bus Bathroom Song. This has to be a joke. This whole thing's a parody, right? Has to be. Has to be. Although the one we were just listening to didn't sound like a parody, so we'll see. We will see, Mr. Taylor. October 2nd. So how long do I got? Like 5 weeks. Damn. Yeah, it's a while.
It's going to be hard to wait.
I'm excited. Not really. I'd be a lot more excited if it was a new Slipknot record, so. Which is still weird to listen to Slipknot even at this day and age.
Well, when he needs more money, he'll make another Slipknot album.
Yeah, he did say that Stone Sour is on a permanent hiatus.
Ooh.
It's interesting.
Which is weird because like three of the members are Slipknot people.
Well, at least until this fails and then he has to go back to that.
Go back. I don't know, man. CMFT has a lot of views.
Sure it does.
2 million. And it's on his own little YouTube page.
But he also has all those people that promoted it because they were going to be in the video.
Right. Yeah, well. 83. Oh, he does have 10,000 thumbs down. That's pretty bad. I don't like your chances, bud. I don't like your chances at all. All right. Well, this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah.
I'm Rody.
45 minutes into the show. What's this first beer you brought us here? Let's talk about this for a second. This is Jester King. It's a double Indian Pale Ale, which I didn't know they did IPAs.
Well, it is a collaboration with American Solara in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Really?
So they can't do the yeast stuff because they can't travel. So essentially, American Solara did their own version of a Jester King beer, and Jester King did the double IPA from American Solara. And I forget what the name was.
Huh.
But this is their version of it.
Well, I know you're not going to believe me, but I felt like I can taste the open fermentation in it.
Yep.
It's definitely got a crazy profile to it.
It's not bad though. I enjoy it. I was reading a lot of the comments and there was a lot of people like, it has a taste that I can't get past.
Yeah. So, for starters, this is probably like 3.5 for me. I would buy this if I saw it. I'm not saying it's bad. But I would say, like, I wouldn't be able to blind taste this, but knowing that it's Jester King, it tastes like a Jester King. It does have that yeast. It's the yeast, right? Is that what gives their profiles their weird whatever?
I'm sure that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it has a flavor that lingers.
I can see that.
Like a little mango.
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 Mango. That'd be from the hops, I'm assuming.
But it's not bad. I'd be interested to try American Solaro's version.
Yeah, see what that's like. Did you try this, Caitlin?
No, I did not.
I don't think you would hate this.
Well, hand me your beer.
Uh-oh. Because it doesn't have It's not just a bitter bomb at all.
Right.
It's got a little bit of it. Dirk. Our buddy Dirk checked into a soul lifter from Division, and he's
that's pretty good.
He's at the pool.
It's like juicy.
How cute is it?
Yeah.
So see, juicy
is what I got from it.
Okay. I like the name Terpy. Terpy Galaxy. Terpy. I wonder what the meaning is behind Terpy. All right, Untappd, dude. 1600 ratings, pretty much at a 4.19. I'm sure. Jester King can do no wrong, though. But this doesn't... Yeah, that's the right can. But that's not. I think people are getting it confused.
That's the original.
Yeah, people are checking into it, and... I guess they should have gave it a different name or something. Or do you have to look up Jester King's Terpy Galaxy?
I think so.
Do-do-do, Terpy.
Because it doesn't have a picture on it.
No? Did you already look it up?
Yeah.
What's the rating? Is it all right?
I don't know. I just checked into it, so.
Oh. Yep. Oh, 3.8 out of 100 ratings. Hey, we're early to this one.
Well, that's because people will just read the label and they'll think, oh, a hazy double IPA. And then they drink it. They're like, what's this taste in my mouth?
Yep. Well, let me put it in Untappd terms. Unique flavor I'm not a fan of.
3 stars.
I'm not a fan of.
Slight tartness, a little sweetness, a nice bitterness, and some JK Funk. JK Funk, I get that. Very unique. Nothing like the American Solera version. That was a decent review, except for they put every adjective that you describe a beer in there. Tartness, sweetness, bitterness. If I put all these words in there, I will sound like I know what I'm talking about.
It's all there.
See?
Just taste it.
Everywhere on here is always 8-bit glasses. Here's X-Men 8-bit glass.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Where are you freaks getting these things, man? Got to find them. This guy checked into a beer to pull. Come on.
Terpy.
I almost wish that Untappd would take the people that actually write a review and put them at the top. Like, don't stop people from doing it, you know, but if somebody writes a review, just keep all the reviews up top so you can read them. Much better than scrolling through 75 check-ins before you finally read a...
Right. This is brought to us by one of my coworkers. He went down to San Antonio and he made a slight detour down to Jester King and got this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A slight detour.
Nice. That's not really a slight detour. I guess Jester King's out. Were they open? Was that recently?
Yeah.
Are they open? Are they giving beer away? Like
last Thursday or Friday.
Or is it just like a drive up, get your beer kind of thing?
No, they sell pizza, and they said they were selling 51% pizza.
Oh.
That's what I'd say, too.
Pretty smart, if I do say so myself. But no, I like this a lot, and this is cool because I like it.
Yeah, first thing I said was like, Jester King makes IPAs?
Right.
And then I saw it was a collaboration. I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, no, that was one of the spots we hit on your bachelor party, and I remember being not excited at all because I was like, they don't have any IPAs.
Jay was super excited.
Yep. And I know you really wanted... I mean, we wanted to see it. I wanted to go too, but I know you really wanted to go there.
And then he bought me that poster that my wife absolutely hates.
Where is it hung up?
The garage.
It's framed
with all the other ones, right?
Yeah.
It's like something thrown up.
Oh, it's yeast.
Yeast, yeah. Ooh.
It looks like something from Rick and Morty.
They're throwing up yeast?
Something.
The yeast is like bubbling over and it's got faces and it's really weird.
That sounds gross. I don't think I would want that in my anywhere.
Why?
I'm thinking about taking down some of her pictures and like seeing how long it takes her to notice.
Just slowly
that's in
replacing
there.
Them.
What the F is this? Don't worry about it.
Gosh. I feel like she would immediately notice.
See, but I would put it in like the bathroom we don't use very often.
There you go.
That's not very fair, though.
How long has this been here? 3 months. It's got to stay now.
It's been there since we moved in.
You know, that does kind of seem like a over the toilet poster. Really does. Like when you're going to the bathroom, you just see that and be like, oh, wow.
It's better than lifting up the lid and seeing Moaning Myrtle staring at you.
That was also at Jay's house, wasn't it?
No, that was at Michael Bird's house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Jay's not a Harry Potter guy. Is he?
Yeah, I think he's a closet Potter.
Well, yeah, he did. Closet Potter. If that's not a thing, you just made it one. I love it. Yep. No. Let's talk about Dunkaroo. I think, like, every time I see Martin House, I'm like, just when you... the gif from Dumb and Dumber, just when I thought you couldn't screw it up any worse, you totally redeem yourself. Oh, yeah, they made a beer out of Dunkaroos, right? Dunkaroos?
Yep.
I don't know, man.
They still haven't made a Fun Dip beer yet, so.
Ew. So is it just like the cookie part that they made it, or like the icing
they said
part
everything,
too?
Even the sprinkles. Yeah. They claimed all of it.
It's all in there.
It's just going to taste like a beer.
Just drink it. It's all in there.
Here's somebody. Actually,
don't ask.
Imperial Salty Lady. I'm seeing how far I have to go down before I hit a... There's sour, whatever the hell, watermelon candy beer. Hey, there's the new Cookie Monster. Somebody gave it 4.5. Oh, they just... And they made that... Even the Cookie Monster's made out of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Like, please make something that's not a gimmick.
I did see that beer. That bear, the double IPA. But it was a little bit older, and I was like, pass. And it's Martin House.
Even that looks like it's off of the Will Ferrell
Tropic
place.
Thunder?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Not Tropic Thunder.
No, you're right. Tropic. No.
That's totally different.
No, you're right. But the name of the basketball team is the Tropics.
Yeah. A dude disguises another dude playing.
Semi-pro.
Yes, sir. I love Semi-Pro. Caitlin, and you're a Will Ferrell fan.
It's like my least favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, good. So we can watch that one where he goes skiing with, what's her name again?
Oh, God, I forgot about that one. That was the most awkward movie I've ever watched in my life.
Okay, so
it was so uncomfortable.
So we can't watch that. We'll watch Casa de Mi Padre.
I don't know that I've ever seen
that
one.
You did, because we bought it, and then we got rid of it.
Oh,
it's where he speaks Spanish the entire movie.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh,
no.
Remember that, Rhodey?
Someone didn't like Dunkaroos.
No, and look, somebody actually commented on it. Like, fucking douche. This is great. If a threesome was amongst Walmart cake icing, Food Town Wick vanilla wafers, and country crock butter, and a wild child was born somehow amazingly, it would be this.
That's a great review.
And I like what this guy said, no bueno, and he wrote, you'd probably like it with your likenings of candy-ass beers. Take that.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know they still sold Dunkaroos. I'm not even sure where they got the ingredients. It's an 8%, but I was laughing too because it's a cream ale, and you can put sugar in any cream ale, and it's going to taste pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand by that. I like cream ales a lot. I do. I like the milk sugar, the dairy sugar, whatever the hell it's called. But it was still, that was another weird day of my life when I learned that was made with powdered milk.
And then
when I learned it,
we were giving Chris some.
Yep.
Yep.
Powdered milk.
That's how they make
lactose beers.
Yep.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, damn. It was just like when I learned that peanut butter beers were made with powdered peanut butter.
Oh, like the PB2 powder?
Yeah, I was like, wait, you're not scooping peanut butter and just putting it in there?
That would take forever.
Yeah, that's what Ryan told me. I was like, oh, man.
Well, and I feel like it probably wouldn't break down as easily.
Well, this stupid beer has 111 check-ins, and it's at 3.9 right now, this Dunkaroos. So, good for them.
And it won't get much over that because they only made 400 of them.
Yep. So,
oh my gosh.
Feel bad. I don't know, just the gimmick stuff. It bothers me. It's boring. It's like all the free throws in basketball. You're putting me to sleep, yo. I'm bored. Need something to do.
Would you like an easy drinker?
That's really delicious, actually.
I know it is.
What is it? A vanilla peach goes? Is that what that said?
Mm-hmm.
This is something you and both your sisters would be in love with.
Where did you get that?
Fuel Mart, which is right off of Little Road.
Yeah, that one with the pizza place in it. No, that's the other. That's the
It's maybe like 10 or 15 minutes from y'all's house. It's on the way.
Shouldn't have gave.
It's off of 20.
Shouldn't have gave that back so much. What's the name of this one?
Life Itself.
Life Itself.
Great Raft Brewing in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Ooh, never heard of it. I'm just kidding. All right, so we're drinking a 4% vanilla peach goes, which. Goes, for those of you who don't know, is like a salty sour type style.
Tart.
I remember when Rhodey had the Salty Lady Goes for the first time on top of a
aftertaste on this is like, I don't know, it's very smooth.
That's weird.
Goes ale brewed with vanilla, lactose, coriander, and sea salt.
Sea salt. Yeah, the definition here of Goes, though, according to Google, says it's a warm fermented beer that originated in Goesler, Germany. It's usually brewed with at least 50% of the grain bill being malted wheat. Dominant flavors in Goes include a lemon sourness, a herbal characteristic, and a strong saltiness, the result of either local water sources or added salt. So, there you go.
See, that's why it would be terrible at... no, well, that too, but...
Holy sh...
Yeah, it's a little shock at first.
That is weird. So, I got hit with the salt, and then when I was like... I got peach in my mouth.
And then a little bit of vanilla at the end. Like, that's if you crazy. Let it sit a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I really like this brewery. Like, if we ever just randomly decide to go to Shreveport, we need to go here.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's pretty good.
163,000 check-ins. Their average score is a 3.8.
I mean, it's only a couple of hours away.
Yeah. One day when you're allowed to leave the house.
Right.
And there's not a virus. I'm just kidding.
It'd be like going to Austin.
Yeah, no, this is really good.
Only one brewery to go to.
Shreveport is not far.
I'm sure there's others.
Well, none of them were on the top list we went through last week, so count me out. I'm not going to any of them.
This is true.
I want nothing to do with it. But no, this is really good, actually. I'm enjoying that a lot. And I hate Goes. It's not as salty, though. This isn't a like nut kick of salt.
Well, I think the peach and the vanilla kind of help balance that out a little bit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can see that. But still, I mean, Salty Lady is... What's another Goes besides Salty Lady, though? There's others that...
Real L makes a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I'm
just running through my
some
head.
Some of the ones that Sean makes are Goses, right?
Sean? Oh, yeah. No.
At Division?
He's made a couple.
Yeah, he made that... Remember when he made that sea salt? I can't... A long time ago. I don't think he's remade it. It was so good. He brought it to the podcast. So good, Division Brewing. This said top Goes. Well, I'm not going by rate beer. Screw you.
Yeah, that's why Sweetwater is up at the top.
Yep. I don't read your business. Anyways. Nah, this is good. I would buy this again too. That's two in a row so normally I would never pick up this Jester King, and normally I'd never pick up this Goes. But I'd probably get both of these again.
Well, I got the Goes because I was like, if I don't like this, I can give this to Lisa.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was about to say, yeah. Caitlin will do that with me. She'll be like, oh, I'll take it. But then she never drinks it. It just sits in the fridge.
Yeah, I buy a six pack of something and I drink one beer and then...
And it's not that you don't like it.
Eventually he ends up drinking it. No, I just have to be like in the mood for beer, which is very rare. I think because I can drink more wine than I can beer, so...
Well, this is only 4.5%, so...
Well, beer just like makes me full, I feel like. More than anything else.
Makes sense.
Wine.
Yeah.
Wise.
Like water.
Hold on. Brody's trying to jump my outlines again. We already did this last week, buddy. No, I'm just playing. No. I'm glad. I don't know. I'm glad you like it, though. I'll buy you some Goes. Goes, yeah. There has been... So the news, everything's been kind of light. Kayla and I are still watching American Horror Story. I haven't started playing any new games.
Ooh, what season are y'all on now?
So we just started the, what is it called?
Freak Show.
Freak Show season. It's the worst thing I've ever watched. It's so bad. I don't even, like, maybe it's because we ended a season and then immediately, like, in the same night started that one. So it was like the same characters doing something new, completely different setting, whatever. But it's just not caught my... I think we watched, I don't know, two or three episodes that night. And I fell asleep through the second one and slept all the way through the next one, too. Because I was like, I'm not even interested in this.
The third version?
Yes, the third season. Yep. It's just weird. Like,
I thought, yeah, no, this is season four.
Oh, yeah, it is season
Coven's
four.
Coven's the third one.
Oh, that was with Kathy Bates, wasn't it?
Yeah, Coven. Well, she's in the next three, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she's in 3, 4, and
Coven
5.
Was pretty good. Two, I liked that one. That's about the witches in New Orleans, and this one, I honestly, other than it being like about a carnival and them, the one girl that's been in every season so far, the younger lady, She has two heads in this episode, this season, and it's just weird. Like, it's weird. We'll probably see.
Yeah,
it.
Michael Chiklis shows up. The Thing himself, the original Thing.
Did he? I didn't even see that part.
Yes, you did.
I slept through it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know how you're sleeping. Like, this is the most gory one, too. Like, there's like
rape, oh, and there's rape, that super creepy clown. Yeah.
Killing everybody.
Oh, like, it's not about that part.
Every 30 seconds, someone gets gutted. It's like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny, too, because this is directed by Ryan Murphy, who did Nip Tuck and he did Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And the first season, I could see some of the Nip Tuck influence cinematography-wise, but it's just like... And he did the same thing with Nip Tuck. Like, he'd just push it as far as he could push it. Like,
gotcha.
You're not even doing this for the story. You're just pushing it. It's like, you know, he'd come up with the craziest surgeries that they'd have to do in Nip Tuck. Like, why is this a thing?
Yeah, why would you want to do this?
And, like, one of the scenes from Coven Season 3... No spoiler alert. This thing's been out for 20 years, but Kathy... She had all these guts pulled out of this black dude for no reason. I was like, why are we seeing this? She's like, all these guts hanging out. She's like, ah.
Yeah, that season, it was good, but Coven had some crazy, gory things in it that...
Now this one's worse than that, though.
Yeah.
So weird. So I don't know. Like, this one starts off with a dude that has fish hands, and all the girls want him to take care of them with his fish hands.
He, like, his two finger... It's yep, like yep. the What's that called? Star Trek?
Vulcan.
Yeah, the Vulcan sign.
Yeah. It's a lot there. It's like that.
Looks like a dolphin fin.
It's disgusting. It's weird. Yeah, it's gross.
The girl's like, hey, take care of us.
Like they were having a party and they each drift. Just go into the room.
Catch my drift, Rhodey?
It's gross.
Yeah, and it's like, and it shows the whole thing. Like, it's like, okay, this was on cable. Why are we getting this deep? But anyways, it's been okay. Have you... In between your remodeling of your home, do you have time to watch anything anymore?
Not much. Still watching New Girl. Yep, that's pretty much it. I did watch Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Like the Transformer movie?
Uh-huh.
The old one? Have you never watched that?
You know, it's not bad. It's only 2 years old, babe. That's newish.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the girl from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. It was okay, but...
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't terrible.
But... She definitely should have died at least 3 times.
Yeah.
But evidently, she doesn't get destroyed by fire or explosions. Like, one of the Transformers shot a missile at a dumpster that she was in, and all it did was blow up and then push the dumpster over. And I'm like, I don't think that's what would happen.
Yeah, no, you would be dead, roasted alive. Like,
boom.
Roasted. Like, another time, they shoot another rocket at her, and Bumblebee gets in the way. But barely in the way, and then it explodes. I'm like, no, I'm
doesn't
I'm
he like,
yeah,
hunch over her or something?
Like, I'm pretty sure you would be horribly burned. But whatever, you may survive, but you'll be horribly burned.
Although I feel like they do the same thing in the earlier Transformer movies when you go back and watch, they like are running and just dodging these huge missiles and
right.
Transformers, and like nothing's happening to them.
I was disappointed there weren't a ton of huge explosions.
Yeah.
Damn you, Michael Bay.
That's kind of what, yeah, kind of their thing, right? I don't remember. Was there a bad guy Transformer in that movie?
Or sort was of.
People?
No, it was a couple of Transformers, okay. But I don't know who they were.
I know there was going to be a sequel to that. I'm not sure if it was squashed or not, though. As I said, it wasn't that bad. She was all right, too. She's the one that they want to play the new Hawkeye. They want her to be Hawkeye's daughter grown up and take over the mantle from Hawkeye.
Okay.
But she said she couldn't, but then the whole coronavirus happened and now she might do it.
The mantle?
She becomes Hawkeye.
Well, you said that she takes over the mantle.
That's what it's called.
Oh.
When we have a new Batman, like when Robin becomes Batman, he's taking over the mantle of Batman.
Oh, I've never heard that term.
Boom.
Used that way.
Well, you probably argue that like you do canon all the time. Kayla doesn't believe in the term canon. When you say, this is canon in the Star Wars universe, she hates that.
I think we discussed that one time.
Did you ever get over that?
I don't really remember.
When I say this is... That. Yeah, when I said this is canon, you were like, that doesn't make sense.
I think probably because you used it wrong.
No, I used it right.
Uh-huh. Go look up that episode.
No, I don't...
I mean, I believe you. Don't even Google it.
I Google everything.
I know. Oh, trust me. I know.
Assume the mantle. Because I learned, so if I'm wrong, then I learned the correct term.
No.
Yes, it is.
You Google it to prove the person wrong and prove yourself right.
But how would I know if I was wrong without looking? How would I know? How would I know? I'll just... Well, I mean, I found out that not too long ago I told Aaron that Kate Mara was John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants' daughter, and then I found out the hard way that she was not the daughter. She is a niece, which is what I told you the other day. So I was very embarrassed that day. I was like, man, I should have looked it up. And then I was like, you know what? Look this shit up. But it was pretty funny that I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
And I felt stupid. So dumb. Yeah, we're talking about T9, the letter entry. But yeah, so it's technically it's assume the mantle.
Wait, take like up the mantle. The text thing, T9?
Yeah. So apparently it meant two different things. T9, it's like...
It's predictive text, apparently.
No, but it's also, you were right, too. It's the nine numbers that you used to text with.
Yeah, so when my first phone had what we called T9, which meant like you had to press all the buttons to get to the letter you wanted. And I don't remember what the conversation was that we were having, but I said, yeah, because when I was in whatever grade, ninth grade or something, I had to hide my phone under the desk and I could do it without looking because I had just like memorized the keys. That's... And he was like, how would you do that? It's predictive text. How did you know what it was saying? And I was like, no, that's not what it was.
Yeah. And apparently it's two different things. This says T9 stands for text on nine keys, but T9 was also the predictive text software that we used to use. Because I was thinking like you couldn't blindly look away because it might change your word to something you wouldn't even know what it was.
Like that announcer nope, for nope, the...
Yep. 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 We're not going to...
He gone.
Yep. Well, he just got suspended, right? Or they fire him?
He's indefinitely suspended.
Yep. Yep. Hey, folks, check your tweets before you post them and then tell everybody, oh, that's not what I did. It's what he claimed. It's like, okay. Okay, and you're going to have to Google that one on your own. If you guys want to look it up, Nuggets. Was it? No, it was Hornets. Hornets and... I was going to say it's the Hornets radio announcer. He's the one that did it.
No, I think it was like Denver Jazz.
No.
Hornets announcer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you should be just taking this time off doing nothing. The Hornets aren't playing.
Nope. Instead, you're on Twitter auto-correcting, which is a lie, but who cares?
Right.
I want to watch this video now. It says, teens tried texting with T9. That'd be hilarious. Like, no, I remember, I believe Caitlin was probably super fast. I remember watching girls and people do it, man. They're like, but... That wasn't me. I was never really fast at it. I never really texted until I had a full keyboard, and I was like, oh, okay, I get this now.
You had a BlackBerry?
Yep. Oh, which that's actually on the outline here. The BlackBerry's coming back, dude.
Ooh.
How exciting, but we don't really care about that. Patrick Starr's getting his own late night show.
What?
Yeah, Patrick Starr from I can't even say it without laughing, from SpongeBob's getting a late night TV show.
Were they animating him?
Yeah. I hope so.
Like where he's interviewing people from SpongeBob, yeah. Bikini Bottom? Is that what it's called?
It's going to be called Camp Corral. It's going to premiere, of course, on a streaming service, so you can't watch it unless you pay for it. But that's the future. And that's what sucks. Everybody, they're all going to hide these shows behind these paywalls that you can't get to unless you pay for it. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's just weird. I thought SpongeBob was dead and gone, but apparently not. Still... thriving. In fact, his movie is like number two at the box office this week with $300,000.
Ooh.
Which movies are opening up this weekend, and I will be so excited for next Wednesday's show to talk about how they all did and how that went. I'll admit I looked at the movie theaters around us. I'll admit I'm not gonna go, but I wanted to. Freaking Back to the Future is playing. The
yeah, it's like 15-cent movies, yeah, or something.
The Star Wars, the second one. Empire Strikes Back is playing. I'm like, what? Oh my god, that'd be so fun to see that on the big screen. Like, what chance would we ever have to do that, you know? But I am not going to even risk going to do that. So it ain't happening. It ain't happening, but I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go. Oh yeah, theater's opening this weekend. 15 cents. What would it take for you to go? Would you go to the movies right now?
No, would not. Because you know all those people will not be wearing a mask.
Nope.
No, and they'll just be breathing in. And I will say I went to the mall the other day and I felt so uncomfortable because I was like, oh, this is the most crowded place I've been since all of coronavirus. And I had to go buy a pair of jeans. And so I went and it was crazy. People were all in there not wearing masks. And you have to stand in line to get into stores. And you're standing 6 feet from the person in front of you, but the person behind you is breathing on your neck. And you're like, okay,
get
come
off
on, guy,
me.
I'm going to tackle you in a second.
Get off me. Yeah, it's terrible.
Maybe that's what he wanted.
Oh, well, it was a lady, but yeah.
Well, maybe that's what she wanted. It's 2020.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, movies are a no for me. You're all sitting in one room with recirculated air, and you got to take your mask off to eat or drink your pop drink or have your popcorn or
pop
whatever.
Drink.
So I almost said drink your popcorn.
Drink your popcorn.
Coming from Martin House soon.
Popcorn flavored beer.
Oh, yep. See, the AMC over here by us is going to play the Goonies. You go see the Goonies. What chance would you ever have to see that in theaters? Oh, Jurassic Park, man. If Connor was a little older and I was a little braver, I'd have a hard time not taking him to see Jurassic Park in theaters. You know how awesome that would be?
Yep.
That was one of my favorite memories, was going to see that with my mom. But, like all these old movies, we can go see The Tax Collector where Shia LaBeouf got a real tattoo on his chest. Yeah, there you go. Empire Strikes Back, dude. Jurassic Park. Inception. It's just crazy. I didn't know there's a movie called Words on Bathroom Walls.
Well, duh.
I guess you're running out of names, so you just gotta, whatever. I wonder if Corey Taylor helped name that. Like, hey, what about bathrooms on tour? Okay, words on bathroom walls. Oh, we go see Indiana Jones, man. That'd be so fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Especially if it was 15 cents. Let's click. 15 cents. 15 cents. Like, I'll buy everybody that's listening to this podcast right now a ticket. I was laughing because another podcast I listened to, that's what they said. They were like, screw it. We'll just buy the whole theater and then we can sit 20 feet apart. We'll be all right. It's like, okay. That works. Ooh, this smells like an IPA. It's not, is it?
It is not. It's almost.
Oh, this is the pale ale.
This is the pale ale.
Yep. It's hop heavy. Ooh, that's delicious. I like it.
Frickin' Hazer Beams.
Frickin'.
From Reptile.
Frickin'. Sharks with frickin' laser beams. This is one of Kevin's favorite movies.
What are you even talking about?
Didn't we go back and make her watch one of these?
You did. That was all you.
She loved it.
What movie?
Austin Powers.
Ugh. Gross.
I cannot believe you didn't like that.
I've just mentally blocked that crap out.
You'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads.
This
boy's
annoying.
I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
There you go. Now you know.
I just don't get that kind of humor.
What's so weird, because Will Ferrell and Mike Myers are like,
no.
I guess they're not similar styles. Are they similar styles? Really?
No.
How can you say no?
I feel
Michael Myers is stupid.
I feel like Austin Powers and Elf are pretty much the same movie.
What?
Yeah, just in Christmas form.
No. Yeah. No.
Will Ferrell's in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember seeing him in
the
movie.
I'm burning. My leg is broken, but I'm okay. And then they set him on fire. I'm burning badly.
I mean, honestly, like, I really like Will Ferrell, but Elf and Step Brothers are really, like, my two favorites of his, and most of the other ones are probably just okay, but...
Dude, The Other Guys is one of the greatest movies
ever
made.
And the first time I watched... Oh, yeah, The Other Guys. I forgot about that. The first time I watched Step Brothers, I thought it was the stupidest thing I had ever seen and wanted to leave the theater halfway through the movie.
You didn't like Frank the Tank?
Ah, yes. Old school.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He's so funny.
Okay, now that we're, like, saying more of his movies, I take that back. I still love him.
Talladega Nights? Classic.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that one, but it's lower on the list.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Shake and Bake.
Dude, he looks like an old president now, Will Ferrell does.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
God
also
bless.
He has gross teeth.
I thought
you liked the one with him and Napoleon Dynamite, where they were ice skaters.
Oh, no.
Blades of Glory?
Oh, no, not
Anchorman.
Really.
The first Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, I like Anchorman, too. I said I take it back after thinking about all of his movies. I like more than just that, but some of them are, like, low on the list.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies that are being worked on right now. God bless. There's a movie called The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. But he's a producer on that. Hansel and Gretel 2, Witch Hunters? What?
Producer.
What is this?
Isn't that the one with Jeremy Renner? And
it is. Ugh, blah, blah. Threw up in my mouth a bit. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to ruin the podcast. Ugh.
Mostly he's just a producer, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it looks like. But go back. No, damn you. So Netflix is testing a shuffle play on their video. I don't know why this hasn't done a long time ago. Like, I'd like to put The Office on shuffle every once in a while.
Hmm.
Just let it play random episode.
That would be cool.
Be nice.
Because then there's one season of The Office that, like, 4 episodes in a row, I'm like, okay, I'm tired of this. Chair model, that whole little episode block right there, I don't like.
You are right. He's like a producer in all these, Rhodey. You've ruined this whole thing for me. He's not in it. I'm going to go back and omit my... he's not in any of these. Let's click on actor. Jesus Christ, IMDb. No one cares about what he's producing. Because a producer can just say, give you a thumbs up and they count it. So, okay. So, he's playing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, 6 out of 9.
Okay.
So, that's not bad. He's in a movie called The Prince of Fashion. That's got to be good, right?
Yeah, Zoolander 6.
A father brings his son to Paris for Men's Fashion Week. That's a good...
That's going to be not well received.
Nope, but that's a good one sentence. I'm hooked right now. I'm in. I am in. Let's do it. Let's go watch this. Sign me up. But anyways.
You didn't like Daddy's Home?
Mm. Yes, she did.
Yes, I loved that movie. It was so good.
Yeah, the first one. The second one
Him and Mark Wahlberg just like...
Garbage.
Go together so well. Yeah, the second one was stupid, but...
Like Peanut Butter and Ladies?
Yeah. What's it, mayonnaise? What's the one with mayonnaise?
I forget.
Oh, man. Such a... Yeah, him and...
I don't
and...
know what y'all are talking about.
It's whenever they're doing the shake and bake. He's like, we go together like peanut butter and hamburgers. They like say everything that doesn't go together at all.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Oh my God. Here's a movie called The Shrink Next Door. The bizarre relationship between a psychiatrist and his long-term patient. Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell.
Oh. Ooh, I bet that'll be good.
Yep, sign me up. Let's go.
Paul Rudd's another good actor, too.
Must be nice to like write a movie with just one sentence. What's the idea? A guy goes to Antarctica and fights a monster. Make it. Here's $50 million. Go, go, go. That's how it works, right? But anyways, lots of good Will Ferrell stuff coming, right, Ryan? I'm excited. I didn't know Facebook had a portal device. I'm now scared and don't want to talk to them.
What's that mean?
I don't know. It says Facebook's portal device can now do Zoom calls.
That's scary.
Yeah,
I don't need anybody on a Zoom call to have access to my Facebook.
Oh, here's Fitbit. We have shown that our trackers can identify COVID before symptoms take hold. Really? How? It measures your heart rate. What else do those things really do?
A study we did shows that we help.
If you want to know if you have COVID, buy our Fitbit. Do it. Hurry. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Yep. Nope.
Unless you want to swab up your nose, buy a Fitbit.
But while we're on this entertainment, I'm not going to let up because we talked about Beavis and Butthead last week, right? You Briefly. Mentioned it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's coming back.
Really?
Yep. I was like, no way. We just talked about it. Whole thing, dude.
Is Mike Judge...
Guaranteed 2 seasons, and they're doing spinoffs. It doesn't say what characters yet, but...
Hopefully the bus driver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be... I could not believe it, though. I was like, oh, my God, I'm way too excited.
That's
going to
be awesome when they just restart King of the Hill.
Why not? I don't understand. Like, that show was technically more commercially successful than Beavis and Butthead. This will be Beavis and Butthead's third run, and King of the Hill hasn't had 2 runs yet, so I don't know. I don't know. But
when is that supposed to be coming back on?
They're working on it now, so it'll probably be a year or 2.
I'm going to need to know so I can take a vacation.
So you can watch it all?
And leave while you watch it.
Beavis and Butthead is the greatest thing ever. I love it so much.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, there it is. 2 new seasons. Yeah, I got really excited. And it was even better because you brought it up, Rhodey. I was like, dang, here it comes. But they were just talking about how it's going to deal with millennials and whatnot and whatever the current generation is.
Right.
I didn't like the way they did that last time. It was weird. Like, they tried to bring them in and give them phones and stuff, and it was just weird. They were like, this is stupid. But hopefully they do that better, the integration at least. But I am all signed up for it. And then when I was reading the stuff, all the stuff he's done from King of the Hill to Silicon Valley, I was like, man, Mike Judge.
Well, yeah, we never finished that.
Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. It's really not worth finishing.
Just add it to the list of I can't stand the ending of.
Perfect.
You can watch all the way to the last episode. Just don't watch the last one.
And just imagine your own ending?
Yep.
Okay.
God bless. Man. Now I'm mad at myself. I just need to not... That's why we haven't watched the last episode of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, we got like halfway through the last season and then just started the whole yeah, thing over
just
again.
Stopped. I was like, I feel better this way. I really do. And it's kind of weird knowing there's like four new episodes to watch. And I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Screw it. I'm good. There was a show we started watching on Hulu, the Dax Shepard show. I don't know what it was called.
Splitting Up Together?
Yeah, no.
No, that's the other
Pam,
one.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this Dax Shepard show, we're like watching it. There were two seasons on Hulu. Canceled. I'm like, I just don't watch any of this shit. And that one ends crazy like the... Like, My Name is Earl, like, they just get pregnant. Well, that's how Splitting Up Together ended, too. I can't. Splitting Up Together ended up with a husband impregnating another woman. She was about to have the baby.
Like, they were getting back together, working on their marriage, and then they find out.
That he impregnated somebody?
Yeah. The girlfriend he had while they were broken up, but living in the same house. It was weird.
Insane. And then, of course, My Name is Earl, who's the father, and end of show. It's like, I'll never forgive Fox or whoever it was. Screw you.
Play some more of that CMFT.
But also don't know, because Netflix just keeps doing their, 10 episodes. Here's a brand new show that you can watch in 30 minutes. And Amazon did it too. But The Boys is about to... The Boys is coming. The next season of The Mandalorian's coming.
Oh, we finished Upload, by the way.
Upload's a great, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really like that show. I like...
You
more
did
than
what?
I expected to.
I don't see any ties with The Office, which is crazy because it's made pretty much by the entire Office people. That's crazy to me. Like,
I mean,
the whole crew.
It's a good premise.
Yeah. No, I love this show. Even the actor that I'd never heard of was like, well, this guy's cool.
When are they releasing the second season of The Boys? It's soon, isn't it?
September, yeah. I'm excited for that like nobody's business. Look at Amazon taking over the TV stuff. Well, YouTube dropped out. They're done making their own shows. They sold them to Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they sold the Karate Kid thing that we were watching
to
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So Netflix has Cobra Kai now.
Interesting. I'm surprised that hasn't been... I haven't seen anything saying that they have that. Like, usually they'll... Hey, look, new content.
Well, I don't think they can until they own it.
Oh, gotcha.
I think... September 4th, dude. That's really close.
Whoo!
Was this a week-by-week show, or did they drop it all?
Of what?
I'm going to be sad. I think this was a week-by-week show, Rhodey.
I think it was.
Yep. I'm 90% sure it was a week-by-week. Stupid. I want to waste a whole day of my life just watching this, okay? Yep. Yep. Anyways. The Boys, Season 2, and they're working on Season 3 already. I think there was like almost a trailer for Season 3 already. It's like, hey, they saw COVID come and they were like, hey, we're going to start shooting this now. Get it done. So they were smart. Nice. Unlike Walking Dead and all these other shows that are like, so Grey's Anatomy, Walking Dead, the cop show that we like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of shows that don't have endings for the previous season.
I know. So Grey's Anatomy follows along with Station 19 or something. Like, they are in the same little universe. One of the doctors is married to one of the firefighters over there. And so, like, their season finale was supposed to go... Station 19 season finale was supposed to go along with Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy didn't do their season finale, and Station 19 did. So I was like, well, crap, now I can't watch either of those shows because what the heck? One will spoil the other, and the other one didn't do it. It's annoying.
Bastards.
I know. Dang COVID.
Yes, it is. I haven't finished figuring this out yet, but there's something big about DC Comics going fully digital. And I haven't figured it out completely yet, but they laid off like 800 people.
Oh.
And it was massive. Like, I don't know what happened. Somebody bought that because they changed the whole movie thing. They've changed everything. And that's why you'll never be successful, Warner Brothers. You'll always be known for your WB shows. Stupid ass. Hate Warner Brothers. Hated them forever. But whatever. But I don't I don't want to be misquoted, but I believe DC, there's something major going on, and I know that all digital comics was a big proponent of those arguments. And I saw some very angry people online arguing about it. So that'd be big though. Can you imagine how many comic books stores and places that could no longer sell Batman comics? What would be the repercussions of that? Like, you couldn't have a physical book in your hand anymore?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Nutso. But whatever. This says the future of DC Comics is digital, but I'm not going to read that because it's Screen Rant and they're not always accurate. So, not going to do it. I did notice that Disney Plus has released, they're releasing like documentaries and crap right now because they don't have anything.
Oh, that's why they should just put Mulan on there.
Yep, for $40, dude. It's all yours, buddy. I was laughing. There was a commercial for it during the Lakers game last night. I was like, and at the very end, it's like, oh, on Disney Plus. And then you could, it was almost like where they whisper the side effects on the drugs. It may cause anal leakage. But it was like, for the premium access price, you got to pay the 30. You could have Mulan on Disney Plus. That's really kind of how it was.
Terrible. But,
and I've got bad news. The bad news is that I could not find that commercial to play for you. I listened to Locked On Lakers all week, and maybe they heard my rant because they have not played the commercial anymore. So, feel bad. I really wanted to play the ball shaving commercial for you.
For everyone to hear.
About coming out of quarantine, you need to shave your balls because nobody's seen them. I'm like, I don't want to hear this.
That's a real commercial.
And I heard it a lot.
Manscaping.
I would get so mad. I was like, I don't want to listen to this shit where I was about to delete. I'm like, I'm not going to subscribe to your damn podcast anymore. And I almost wrote him a letter. Not Locked On Lakers, because the Locked On Network is... all those podcasts are tied together. I don't know if you know that, Rody. They're all BFFs, and they're all under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
So I would have wrote the staff of the umbrella. Hey, stop. Get rid of this stupid commercial. I don't want my kindergartner, if you had one,
listening
like,
to that,
sitting in the back, and it's like, shave your balls. It's like, dude... But anyways, I digress. But I think that wraps us up today. You got anything else, Rody? You got any more beers back there hiding?
No, that's it. I came in light today.
Ooh, yeah, nothing over 5%. The Jester King was 9. I didn't have any beers today because I had to wait for FedEx packages all week, and I have to wait for another package tomorrow. So
woohoo!
I never get to leave. So,
but you'll like the next package.
Oh, God, yes. And Kayla and I, we both got the new Galaxy phones, and we will review those next week if she wants to.
Sure.
We will talk about them. It's not fair to make a judgment right now, because I found out I'm an old man, and I hate change.
So far, it's the same.
I want to complain. I'm old. I'm like, how come my button isn't in the same place, son of a bitch? That's me now. It sucks. Sucks.
Try getting two new phones at the same time. That's super weird.
Yeah, especially if they're different brands, which they are, aren't they?
Sort of. I mean, they're both Android, but yes.
I want to say we're gonna finish this on this. I saw this article the other. I read the news for the podcast and sometimes just for myself. But there was this influencer that turned 21 through a party in Los Angeles. And I was like reading this article. I knew not one name on the list. I was like, fuck, thank God. And then I just felt bad for, this dude is a TikTok superstar. He has like 50 million people. Who the fuck cares? And he threw his 21st birthday party, and like hundreds of people came and quarantined. And LA is really bad right now. So it just said the mayor turned his power off.
I wonder how long they can do that.
I don't know. Well, I mean, they're having the rolling blackouts right now.
Right.
So, why are they having rolling blackouts?
Because it's 100 bazillion degrees, and they're not used to everybody having their ACs on at the same time.
So what does that even entail? Like, you just won't have power for a
couple hours, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I knew that that used to be a thing, but I didn't know that that was still a thing.
It's always a thing in California.
Yep.
Why would you ever want to live in California?
I also read other cool news about California was that all the tech companies have been letting people work at home, and it's working out, so they're shrinking their offices. So all these tech people that live there are like, so I can work at home, yeah. Boom, out. They're all flying to other places. And San Francisco's rent has gone down by like 30% already.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's like, it just makes me mad. It's all that inflation, all that bull crap. It's like, so why was rent that expensive? Because people were willing to pay it. But now that no one's willing to pay it, you're going to go down to a reasonable level.
Right.
That's crazy.
Just makes no sense. It's all a bunch of B crap, but whatever. But yeah, influencers.
What a life.
I just don't want my... I don't know. I just can't imagine just following somebody because they make videos on TikTok. Like, hey, you're my role model. It's like at least an actor, you know, they do some talented stuff. Rapper does... I don't know.
Some people put a lot of work into those TikToks.
Do they? They seem so fake to me. Like, the prank ones are the worst.
No, I mean...
I dyed my girlfriend's hair while she was sleeping.
First, I would murder you. Second, I don't watch any of those.
They're fake.
I only watch, like, the one, like, they show from the beginning to the end of redoing their house or whatever, things like that.
Yeah, why doesn't that go on YouTube or something where you can actually...
Because it's, like, in 60 seconds. I'm not going to watch a whole YouTube video.
That's exactly...
That's boring.
You're the audience. Attention span.
Yes, is not that long. Especially when I'm just, like, sitting down and have a couple of minutes to waste. Like, I'm not going to go search for a whole YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I understand that. Why don't you download Quibi then and watch their 45-second movies?
What is Quibi?
We've talked.
Oh, that weird TV show thing?
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that.
I don't know how they got all the content that they do now. I don't understand. So Quibi, Rhodey has stuff in, what's that, portrait mode? And then the Samsung came out with a TV where you can turn it to where it's like a cell phone.
What?
So you can watch these things.
Why?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, if they start filming like actual TV shows and cell phone view, I'm done. I will not watch it. Well, now I kind of want to watch Quibi because they have a show called Bad Ideas with Adam Devine.
He's so awesome.
Yes, he is. That Magic Camp on Disney Plus, I need to watch that.
Oh, apparently, yeah, that's with him like in and kids, right?
Yeah, it made people cry, so.
Aw.
Anyways, hey, is that Paul Rudd? God dang it. Damn you, Quibi.
Jason's hooked already.
Oh,
no, I won't. I'm not paying for no Quibi. Not watching no Quibi.
Oh, and you have to pay for it? Yeah, definitely not.
Well, there's what's her name from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Why? I like how it's her and it says starring Jennifer Lopez and Kevin Hart. So, anyways, Quibi sponsored this episode. No, they did not. But no, we'll catch y'all next week with new beers and Galaxy phone reviews and all kinds of fun stuff. So, you want to sign us out, Rhodey?
Hopefully I can find some new Brock's candy corn next week.